Start with an unbelievable Zohar in Parshas Bo. Okay, you guys got the Maamar Komos, it came through. If you printed it out, great. If not, it's on the screen in front of you. Chevra, something very special happens on the Seder night that you've probably never seen with your physical eyes, but I assure you, your neshama has seen it before, and your neshama is looking forward to it. It looks forward all year to this experience. And that is, at the night of the Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites not only the family to the table, obviously in a sense when we sit at the Seder table, we're sitting at Hashem's table. I mean that both in terms of a halachic and hashkafic sense. But more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites all of the angels in Shemayim to come to your Seder. You could have the fanciest Seder, you could have the simplest Seder, you could have a lot of people at your Seder, you could have not a lot of people at your Seder. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites the entire heavenly hosts to join you at the Seder. Let's read inside. Look at the Zohar. The Zohar writes in Parshas Bo, Bei Shata, at that time, Konish Kutshabrichu Lechol Palmalia Delay. Hashem is Konish. Hashem gathers together all of the Palmalia. Palmalia means like the palace above. Hashem gathers all of his whole entourage. V'amar Lon, and he says to them, listen to what Hashem says to the Malachim in Shemayim, Zilu Ushema'u Sipura Dishvacha Dili. Dikamishta'u banai v'chada'an b'perkani. Zilu, let's go. And let's listen to the sipura, to the story. Let's listen to the Jewish people sing my praise. And look how they are what? Chada'an b'perkani. Look how the Jews are celebrating. Chada'an is lashon of happy. Look how happy they are with the purkan, with the salvation. Like yakum purkan min shemayim. Look how lucky, look how happy the Jewish people are to tell the story. So what happens? Kedein kulu miskanshin va'osyon u'mischabrin v'hadayu di Yisrael. So they all come and they gather and they listen to the story of the Jewish people. They hear how excited the Jewish people. V'shamu sipura. They hear the telling of the shivcha dekach hada'an b'chadva d'perkana d'mareihon. And they hear, wow, look, it's true. The Jews are so excited to talk about the salvation of their master. How Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Kidein asyon va'odan lei l'kutcha b'richu. Listen carefully. This is one of the key lines. Says the Zohar, at that moment, kidein asyon, when they come, at that moment, then they see what's happening. Va'odan lei l'kutcha b'richu. And they, what's odan? Lashon of modim. They what? They thank, they acknowledge, they admit, they confess, they acknowledge all of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. Va'odan lei al ama kadisha de'isle ba'ara. And the angels praise Hashem, they thank Hashem for such a holy people that Hashem created in the world. De'chadon bechedva de'porkana de'marehon. The Jews who are so celebratory over the salvation of their master. Okay? So the Malachim are invited to the Seder. They see, wow, look how these Jews are so happy to be at the Seder, to tell their story, to celebrate their God, and the angels, kiviyachol, the angels, so to speak, in Shemayim, they come before Hashem and they say, Hashem, wow, you are so fortunate. We admit how lucky you are, Hashem. Wow, how wonderful it is that you have such a people down below who love you and respect you so much. Says the Zohar, uvegin kach, and therefore, is l'shavcha ulishtoi b'sipur da kamad itmar. And therefore, a person should tell the story as much as he can, because realize the angels are clapping for you on the sidelines. The more divrei Torah you share, the more you close your eyes and feel yourself leaving Mitzrayim, the more the angels say, wow, look at these Jews. Now, says the Zohar, you might ask yourself the following question. Why do I need to tell the story? Hashem knows the story. Who am I telling the story to, if you think about it? V'i teiman, if you'll ask, says the Zohar, Amai ihu chovasa. Why is there a chiyuv? Why is there an obligation to tell the story? V'ha'kutshabrichu yadakola. Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows the story. Kol ma'dahave v'yehave labasar dana. Hashem knows what happened and everything that's going to happen. So therefore, amai persuma da kamei. Why reveal it before him? Amad ihu avid v'ihu yada. That which Hashem did and that which Hashem knows. Says the Zohar, if you ever thought about that question, there must be that this is the answer. Elevadai itstrich barnash lefersume nisa. It must be that it's incumbent upon a barnash, a person, lefersume nisa, to reveal the miracles, to tell the story, ulishtoe kamei, and to say it before him, b'chol madiyu avid, to talk about everything that Hashem did. Why? Begin the inon milin salkin, because those milin, those words are salkin, they go up. V'chol pamalya dela'ela miskanchin, and like we said, all of the malachim in Shemayim, they gather. V'chaman lon, and they look and they listen and they pay attention and they see what's happening. Va'odan kulu l'kutcha brichu, and they all thank, or perhaps confess, as we'll see, to Hashem. V'stalek yikare alayhu elavatata, and then Hashem's yikare, Hashem's honor, the yakar, the honor of Hashem, the kavod of Hashem, is elevated both above and below. Chavra, what a beautiful zar, no? What a beautiful zar. The angels come, they're listening to your Seder. They want to be mishtatef in our Seder. And the question is, what's this about? Why do we need the Malachim to come to our Seder? It's a beautiful idea, right? Why do the Malachim need to come to our Seder? And what exactly are the Malachim admitting to or acknowledging? It's almost like the Malachim are, Hashem drags them along because Hashem knows the Malachim are going to see something and be so impressed that they're going to declare, oh wow, look at Klal Yisrael. Look at this amazing Klal Yisrael. Why is Hashem schlepping the Malachim to our Seder? What exactly is the goal in this? So, Chevra, to understand, you have to go back to the beginning of time. You have to go back to the beginning of creation. And you have to remind yourself that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making Adam HaRishon, the angels in Shemayim were not happy. At least many of them were not happy. Says the Medrash in source number 2, Amar Rabbi Simon, Bishah Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livros as Adam HaRishon. At the time that Hashem came with the intention of creating Adam HaRishon, the Malachim started screaming in Shemayim, Ribbono Sha'olam, you're making a terrible mistake. Don't make people. People are going to let you down big time. Nasu Malachi Asheres Kitim Kitim. The Malachim came in groups, in clusters. Chaburos, chaburos. Just like we have to make a chabura to have the Karban Pesach. We make a chabura for the Seder. Right, so the angels, before creation itself, the angels, before man was created, the angels made chaburas, and they came as a group, they came with their, with their signs in their hand, to picket, to protest against the creation of Adam HaRishon. Mehem Omrim Al Yivra. Many of them said, don't create Adam. Umehem Omrim Yivra. There were those who said, create Adam. And the discussion, began, and there was a debate back and forth, as the pasuk says, Chesed ve'emes nifgashu tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Chesed says you should create Adam. After all, humans sometimes do a lot of kindness, a lot of charity. Right? The emes said, don't create Adam. Man is a big liar. He's a phony. He's a fraud. Tzedek says maybe you should create. Maybe he can make certain good choices. Shalom says don't create. Don't you know there's going to be so much machlokas? That this one's going to be fighting with that one, and this one's going to be dragging that one to Beis Din. These Jews are always going to be fighting. And while Emes and Shalom and Chesed and Tzedek are all discussing whether or not to create Adam or not, and while the angels are debating with one another, many petitioning and saying, don't create Adam, don't create Adam, don't create Adam. While all of this is happening, and it's one of my favorite midrashim, I just love this image, it's such a funny image. While all of this is happening in Shemayim, while the angels are busy debating whether or not there should be what? There should be an Adam HaRishon? While they're off to the side arguing with each other. While the angels are off to the side debating. Yes, Adam. No, Adam. Yes, Adam. No, Adam. While they're so busy with this. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem snuck off into the other corner. And Hashem made Adam. Amar Lahen. Hashem comes to the angels. And they're fighting. This big machlokas. They're raging back and forth. Yeah, this one says yes, this one says no, and the Midos are getting involved. Chesed says yes, and Emes says no, and Tzedek says yes, and Shalom says no. And Hashem says, Chevra, you can talk about it all you want, but I'm taking a break. I'm going home for Shabbos, Hashem says. You know why? Because it's done already. Amar Lahen, Ma Temedainen. What are you debating? Kvar Nasa Adam. It's over. I made it. I made Adam already. You were so busy just talking about it, you didn't even realize that I went off to the side and I created Adam. Now, Chevra, our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, our Heiliger Rebbe, our Thursday Rebbe, sometimes our Wednesday Rebbe, the Holy Kajetzer Magid in Parshas Nitzavim says, you have to realize that every Rosh Hashanah, and keep in mind that we spoke about earlier this week, how the Seder night and Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Amuna. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, this Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh, we're back to the starting point. Not only Tishrei, but Nisan also. But our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, writes in Parshas Nitzavim, when he's talking about the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, that every year on Rosh Hashanah, we have to defend ourselves. The angels in Shemayim argued against our creation. And often by the end of the year, when our averos have piled up, the angels seem to be right. Have I done more good or more bad this year? Says the Avodas Yisrael, the Malachim Sha'amru Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu. Those same angels that at the beginning of creation were the ones who screamed, why should you create man? Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu. Why should you bother with man? He's going to let you down, Hashem. It's those very same Malachim, says the Kashan Tzur Magid, Hein Heima Malachi HaKitrug Shemis Orim B'chol Shana B'Rosh Hashanah. It's those same angels who come every year on Rosh Hashanah and say, ha, see, God, I told you. Look what Yankel did this year. He's a bum. Look at all the averos he did. Me'acher she'yisrael lo hitivu darcheyem. When the Jewish people don't act properly, u'ma'aleyem el Hashem, we do all sorts of wrong things. So the very same angels from creation come back on Rosh Hashanah and they say to Hashem, see, I told you we were right. Imkein lo tisnai mida b'mida. So the Malachim come and say, see, why should you treat the Jews better than they treat you? They do averos, you should punish them. Why do you want to be the God of such a people? So what do we do on Rosh Hashanah, Chevra? We bring out our A game. We step up and we show that we're worthy. The Jewish people during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva were fasting, and we're davening, and we're doing tshuva. And we're blasting the shofar. And we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be better. We're going to be good this year. And when Hashem looks down and he sees the possibility of who we can be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, his racham and his rachmanis is awakened. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to judge us favorably. And he says to the angels, just like I didn't listen to you at the beginning of time, I'm not listening to you right now as we recreate the world in Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem, so to speak, says, every Jew, Zoycha B'din. Dahainu Ashukula Modim. Kihu Elokeinu V'Anachnu Yisrael Amo. Hashem shows the angels, look, but what if, yeah, Yankel did, spoke Lashon Hara. Yeah, and Yankel didn't guard his eyes. And Yankel mumbled his brachos. And Yankel wasn't as careful with Shabbos as he should have been, etc., etc. But then Hashem says to the angels, but what about this? What about this secret act of chesed that so-and-so did? And what about this guy who used to have a chavrusa that you didn't notice, you didn't realize he was learning because he didn't tell anyone about it, right? And what about that time that he read there's some segula to say all of Tehillim? So Shabbos Parshas Pari said all of Tehillim? That's unbelievable. So Hashem starts pointing, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? Until the angels are all what? At Shekula Modim, until all angels once again admit, confess, and express their belief, Hashem, you're right. Kihu Elokeinu v'anachnu Yisrael Amo. That Hashem deserves to be our, and we deserve to be His people. V'chein nachon lios la'olam. And that's how it was, and that's how it needs to be. U'maskimim al kol atovos geulos v'yeshuos. V'akol banu lachmas amun aseinu. And it's at that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu proves to the angels, they deserve geula, they deserve Yeshua, they deserve life, they deserve health, they deserve parnasa. And we fight the angels every year on Rosh Hashanah, proving once again that we are worthy of existing. So Chevra, so let's try to understand what happens on the Seder night. And you can start to imagine what that is, but let's learn the sugya carefully. The angels come once again at the Seder night. Hashem drags them along to look down at Klal Yisrael, to see us sitting at our Seder. And once again, the angels are asked what? To be modeh to the greatness of the Jewish people. It wasn't just at the beginning of creation. It's not just every Rosh Hashanah. But probably the biggest fight that we ever had with the Malachim was when? It was by Kabbalah Satorah. Because the angels thought that Hashem had lost his mind, kiviyachol, to give the Torah to human beings. Why would you take your beautiful, precious, pure, and holy Torah and send it down to planet Earth and to give it to human beings who eat and drink and sleep and have lewd thoughts and speak Lashon Hara and are dishonest in their business practices? Why would you waste your Torah, your beautiful, pristine Torah, Hashem? Why would you give it to mankind? So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us the famous story. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Bishah sha'allah Moshe l'marom. When Moshe went up to the heavens to receive the Torah, Amru malachei asharis. The same chevra, the same group of angels. They came before Hashem and they said, Rabbono Sha'olam, what are you doing? Rabbono Sha'olam, ma li alud isha beinenu? How did this one, of flesh and blood, born to a mother, born to a human being, how did Moshe Rabbeinu get up here? How did he sneak his way in? Amar lahen lekabel Torah ba. He's here to receive the Torah. Amru lefanav, so the angels say, Hashem, maybe you're not thinking straight. Chem de genuza, your greatest treasure. She genuza lach tisha meos v'shivim v'arba doros kodem shenivra olam. The treasure that you prepared 974 generations before creation itself, and now you're going to give it away to Basar Vadam? You're going to give away your pure, pristine, holy Torah? You're going to give it away to humanity, to this world? What are you thinking? And it's at that moment that the angels quoted this pasuk of Tehillim, Ma enosh kisis karenu, uven adam kisif kadenu. What are you doing? Why are you giving your Torah to human beings? Hashem Adoneinu, ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, asher tinoho t'cha al ha-shamayim. Let your hod, let your glory, let the beautiful Torah remain in the Shemayim. Why are you giving it to Basar V'dam? Why are you giving it to human beings? So, Hashem looks over at Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem says, Moshe, defend yourself. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, hachzir lahem tshuva. Nu, Moshe, you tell them, I don't know, how'd you get up here? Amar lefana, Ribono Sha'olam, Misyare ani, Shema Yisrafuni behevel b'shevipiyam. Moshe says, I'm only flesh and blood. I don't want to fight angels. They're going to burn me up with the breath of their mouth. Amar lo, Hashem says, don't worry, Moshe. I got your back. Echoz b'chisei chvodi v'chazor lahem tshuva. It's such a beautiful Gemara. Hashem says to Moshe, grab onto my kisei hakavod. Right? Keep your hand on the throne. It'll keep you safe. And then you could talk. You'll be protected. Say whatever you want to say. Tell them the truth. Why are you here, Moshe? Why do you deserve the Torah? Okay. Amar lefanav. So Moshe begins to make his case. Ribono sha'olam. Torah sha'ata nosen li maksiv ba. So Moshe says, listen, I read through the Torah. I know what it says in there. And I'm going to make a case why the Torah should be given to human beings. What does it say in the Torah? It says, first and foremost, when you spoke to us at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otseisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am your God of the, I'm the God of the Jewish people who took you out of Egypt. Amar lahan, so Moshe looks at the angels. Now picture the simcha. Moshe is clutching the kisei hakavod, right? He's nervous, but he's gaining confidence as he's talking. He looks over at the angels and he says, angels, l'mitzrayim yiradtem? Were you slaves in Mitzrayim? L'paro hishtabadtem? Did you work for Paro? Torah lama teheilachem? The first thing God says to us at Har Sinai is, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. Were you in Mitzrayim? Did you work for Paro? Oh, you didn't work for Paro? Interesting. And then Moshe goes further. Shuv maksibba. Let's keep going. Ten commandments. Lo yeh locha Elohim acherim. Right? Ben goyim atem shruyim sha'odim avodah zarah. Angels, do you need to be reminded not to worship avodah zarah? Do you live amongst Gentiles? Do you live amongst idol worshippers? We do. So it sounds like Hashem's talking to us. Shuv maksibba. Zochar yom haShabbos akadsho. Sanctify the Shabbos by refraining from malacha. Angels, do you do malacha? Klum atem osu malacha? Do you need to be reminded to keep Shabbos? Right? Lo sisa, don't take Hashem's name in vain. Are you involved maso matan yesh b'nechem? Are you called to Beis Din sometimes and asked to take a shrua because of a monetary dispute? Shuv maksibba, kavides avicha vesimecha. Do you have parents? Angels, do you have parents? Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, lo signov. Do any of these things apply to you? Kina yesh b'nechem, when the Torah says, the 10th commandment of the Aseret HaDibros, lo sachmod, don't be jealous. Do you have jealousy? Oh, you don't have any of these things. Miyad hodu lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Moshe, well done. You did a great job. Shenemar Hashem Adoneinu ma adir shimcha, v'ilu t'nahotcha l'shamayim lo ksiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the angels, you tried to make a good case. I heard superficially what you were saying. The Torah is so holy, so pure. Give your honor to Shemayim. But Hashem decides, no. I'm paskin like Moshe. I'm paskin like Moshe Rabbeinu. However, what's happening here? And why specifically does Moshe start off? The first proof that Moshe brings. Yes, you could say very simply that Moshe is just following the order of the Aseret HaDibros. But really the first point that Moshe makes in proving to the angels in Shemayim why human beings deserve the Torah is the fact that what? We went to Mitzrayim and you didn't. LeMitzrayim Yeradtem? Did you go to Mitzrayim? LeParo Hishtabadtem? Did you serve Paro? And if you didn't, then Torah Lama Tahei Lachem. What exactly was Moshe saying? What, because we suffered a lot in Mitzrayim, so therefore we deserve the Torah? Is that Moshe's point? In accordance with our suffering is our reward, like the last mission of Pirkei Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra. Is that Moshe's point? Or maybe it's something more. And Chevra, I want you to hold on to this idea really strong. Okay, I know we're still more than, you know, 2 full weeks away from Pesach, but I want you to remember this year when you're sitting at the Seder. And I want you to share with the people that you're sitting with at the Seder. What was Moshe saying? We went to Mitzrayim, you didn't, so therefore we deserve the Torah. What was he saying? So Chevra, we come back to our Rebbe one more time. Our holy Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael. And the Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kazus Magid, tells us, I'll tell you what Moshe was really saying. Let's learn a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. The pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Ki ani Hashem hamala eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out from the land of Mitzrayim. Lios lachem lelokim. To become your God. V'hiyitzem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. And in Parsha Shmini, it's telling us, you know, make sure you keep kosher. Don't eat forbidden substances. Because you came out of Mitzrayim, and I'm a holy God, and you're a holy people. Interesting. So the Kaznitzer Magid quotes the Gemara that we just learned in Masechet Shabbos, where Moshe was fighting against the angels, and how Moshe, again, his first proof, his first argument against the angels, is that we were in Mitzrayim, and you weren't in Mitzrayim. What was Moshe saying? What was he trying to claim? Explains the Kaznitzer Magid. Bir ha'inyan. Kinemar va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim ani v'lo malach. However, you know that in the Haggadah Shal Pesach we emphasize the fact that what? Who took us out of Mitzrayim? I, va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. I, Hashem says, passed through Mitzrayim. Ani v'lo malach. When it came time to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, Hashem said, I did it myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo uva'atzmo. As it says in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Ani v'lo malach. Ani v'lo saraf. Ani v'lo ashliach. Hashem says, I did it. Not even, you'll say, if I asked you, I woke you up in the middle of the night, and I said, who took you out of Mitzrayim? Maybe you'd say Moshe. I would say, you're wrong. Moshe didn't take you out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Moshe was second in command. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. That's why it says in the Haggadah, Ani v'lo malach, that's a mem. Ani v'lo saraf, that's a shin. Ani v'lo hashliach, that's a hey. Moshe, ani, not Moshe, not Malachim, not Srafim, not Shluchim, not Moshe, not angels. I took you out myself, Hashem says. You know why the angels didn't take us out of Mitzrayim? I'll tell you why, says the Arizal. The Arizal explains, Kadosh Baruch Hu Magid quotes it here in Parsha Shmini, Sha'afilu malach yorei la'avor b'mitzrayim b'nei riboy kochos atuma. The Malachim were scared to go into Mitzrayim because the Tumah was so strong in Mitzrayim that even an angel that would have gone into Mitzrayim would have had a Yerida. It would have not been an angel anymore. It would have been dragged down. It would have been spiritually tainted by the Tumah. That's how filthy, spiritually impure Mitzrayim was. V'zeh she'amar Moshe. So now when Moshe says to the angels in Shabbos Peches Peites, and Moshe says, don't you see how awesome the Jews were? Don't you realize the Jews survived Mitzrayim? Moshe says to the angels, you wouldn't have survived Mitzrayim. It's true, we struggled in Mitzrayim. We had a lot of spiritual, you know, yeridos in Mitzrayim. But we survived. You were too scared to go to Mitzrayim because you thought you'd completely destroy yourself. We had some struggles in Mitzrayim. Yes, it's true. But we made it out of Mitzrayim. Moshe says to the Malachim, Shehem hayu b'makom tuma kazu. We were in such a deep tuma that even a malach was afraid to go there. And yet we survived Mitzrayim. So angels, you're going to tell me you deserve the Torah. You're greater than us. We're greater than you. We have the ability to handle what? To handle challenges that you couldn't handle. And that's what it means when Hashem says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Perish, bizos habachina. Sha'ani Hashem levadi hotesi oschem eschem. Gorim lachem ma'ilav isnasus lios lachem lelokim v'lolam alachim. The pasuk is saying, you know why I became your God and not the God of the angels? You know why I gave you the Torah and I didn't give the Torah to the angels? You know why? Liyosachem le'elokim. You know why I became your God? Because I'm so holy and you're so holy. You're so holy, Jewish people, that even if you find yourself in what? In such intense tumah, you'll survive. Because your kedusha is deeper than even the deepest tumah. You will survive. The Baal HaTanya writes in his Siddur, and it's an important rule to realize. There's a rule in Machshava that the more holy something is, the more it has the ability to fall apart. Before I quote the Baal HaTanya, let's quote the Ramban. I remember when I was your age, I was in YU, I remember I heard a shir once from Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita. And Rabbi Simon quoted a letter from the Ramban. When the Ramban described his experience when he first came to Yerushalayim. And he said he was so blown away by the amount of churban that he saw. You know, today you go to Yerushalayim, you're a Kodesh, Baruch Hashem, you could see Yerushalayim being rebuilt. You know, we don't have Beis HaMikdash, but Yerushalayim is beautiful. And there's so much Yiddishkeit, and there's so much life in Yerushalayim. But when the Ramban went to Yerushalayim in his time, the Ramban said Yerushalayim was lying in ruins. And the Ramban said he understood at that time that anything that is more kadosh, anything that has the potential for more holiness, has the potential for more yurida, has the potential for more chorban. Anything that has the potential to be built in a beautiful way has the potential to fall in a very intense way as well. So the Baal HaTanya, in a similar fashion, writes in his Siddur, in source number 6, Klal hayadua b'chol makum. We have a rule that is known to us in all places. Shekol hagavoa gavoa b'mayla yoser. Whatever is greater, spiritually greater, yoser yuchol lahashpil asas v'lamata mata b'yoser, can descend into a lower place. V'chol she'eno gavoa kol kach. And if something is not so elevated, lo yuchol leirid lamata kol kach. It can't go down all that much. So says the Baal HaTanya, for example, if a person is a really, really big Talmud Chacham, so then they have the ability to what? To take their lofty ideas, because they understand the idea so well, they can package it many different ways. If a person is not such a genius, but they think that they're smart, so they might be smart enough to understand an idea, but they don't know how to package the idea in a way that they can give it over to someone who's not as smart. But a person who's really a super genius and understands the material inside out is able to find the right words to express it, even to a tino katan, says the Baal HaTanya. The bigger a tzaddik he is, the bigger he's able to bring himself down to a simple person. That's why the biggest tzaddikim were connected to the lowest Jews. He's able to take his lofty soul and his lofty ideas and to wrap it in such a way, to package it in such a way that it becomes accessible to someone who's not on that level. That's why Shlomo HaMelech, says the Baal HaTanya, was known by Yedaber Shloshes Alafim Mashal, that he was able to express things in many parables. Because he was such a genius, Shlomo was able to find the right words to express it in a way that even a simpleton could understand it. The bigger you are, the more you're able to what? The more you're able to descend into the lower realms. So Hashem says, I came to Mitzrayim to take the Jews out because the angels couldn't do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, but we were in Mitzrayim. We survived Mitzrayim. What greater indication of our Kedusha is there than that? So says the Avodah Yisrael, that's the Pshat of the Pasuk. Ki ani Hashem amal eschem eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim to become your God. It's dafka I and not the angels, and that's dafka why I became your God, because of your holiness and your ability to survive in Mitzrayim. Now, let's prove to the angels one more time that we're in fact greater than the angels. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. Again, he's fighting with the Malachim. He's trying to earn the Torah. And the Medrash in Parshas Yisro, in Shemos Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah, tells one other interesting detail about that encounter. Moshe Ala El Elokim, the Pasuk says in Yisro, Moshe went up to God, says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hadahu Dechsiv Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi. You went up to Shemayim and you captured a captive. Moshe, you had to fight for the Torah. You had to steal away the Torah from the angels. When Moshe went up to get the Torah, the angels wanted to harm him. So you know what Hashem did? Asa bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu klasterin shel panav shel Moshe doma la'Avraham. In that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe look like Avram Avinu. He turned Moshe's face into the appearance of Avram Avinu. What's that about? Amar Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to the angels, you're going to hurt this man? Right? When it's Moshe, they're ready to attack him. All of a sudden, he looks like Avram. Hashem makes him look like Avram. And Hashem says, you're going to attack this man? Iatem is Baishin Hemenu. Aren't you embarrassed to harm this person? Lozeo Shiraditem at Slov Achaltem Besoch Beso? Isn't this the person who took care of you when you were down below? What's Hashem talking about? What's Hashem referring to? Of course, Hashem is referring to Parshas Vayera, when Avram Avinu is sitting at the entrance of his tent, and three angels disguised as Arabs pass by, and Avram looks up, V'yisayinav, V'yar, V'yinei shlosh anashim nitzavim alav. And Avram runs over, and he invites them in, and he gives them a good meal. Those were angels. Those were angels in the disguise of Arabs who came to Avram's house, and Avram gave them a good meal. So Hashem says to the angels, you're going to attack Avraham, right? He made Moshe look like Avram. You're going to attack Avram? Don't you realize this man provided for you? I mean, that was only three angels, but I guess it was such a chesed that all the angels backed off. Very interesting. If you look at Rashi over there in Parshas Vayera, Rashi explains, who were these three angels? And what were they doing? Where were they heading? V'hine shlosha anashim, these three men, which again, we know are really angels, echad levaser es Sarah. One of them was coming to inform Sarah that she would become pregnant. Ve'echad la'afoch es Sodom, and one to overturn Sodom. Ve'echad la'rapos es Avram, and one to what? And one to heal Avram from his bris milah. Why do you need three separate malachim? She'ein malach echad, so two different jobs. And that malach Rafal who came to heal Avram also would go on to protect Lot, because healing and protecting is one mission. Okay. The Sar Shalom, the Belzer Rebbe, the first Belzer Rebbe, in the Sefer Midbar Kadesh from Belz, he says, hold on, I don't understand. Think about the three angels again. One of them came to inform Sarah that what? One of them came to inform Sarah she's going to become pregnant. One of them came to heal Avram Avinu from his bris milah. And one of them came to what? To overturn Sodom. No? What's the Belzer Rebbe's kasha? Why did the Malach, who was being sent down to this world to destroy the wicked city of Sodom, come to Avram's house? The one who came to Avram's house to say that Sarah's going to have a baby, I get it. He's coming to give the exciting news. The one who came to heal Avram, I understand why he stopped by Avram's tent. Why did the third Malach, the Malach that came to overturn Sodom, why did he show up? So the Belzer Rebbe explained, it's based on a Zohar in Parshas Balak, Daf Resh Ches. The Zohar says in Parshas Balak, you have to understand, angels are scared to come to this world because angels are not confident that they can survive this world. And therefore the Malach that was going to Sodom, just like the Malachim in Mitzrayim, who were too scared to come to Mitzrayim to save Klal Yisrael, Hashem says, Ani v'lo Malach, angels can't go to Mitzrayim, they'll fall apart if they go to Mitzrayim. And yet the Jewish people survived Mitzrayim. This Malach, who's on his way to overturn Sodom, is scared that what? He's going to become spiritually influenced by Sodom. Negatively influenced by Sodom. So you know where he stops off, the Belzer Rebbe says, on the way? He stops off at the home of the Tzadik Hador. He stops off at the home of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu cooks him a nice meal. Ve'echa pas lechem, come, sit and have a meal with Avram Avinu. Right? Eat a meal with Avram Avinu. Ve'sa'adu libchem. And allow your heart to what? Allow your heart to be influenced by the food of Avram. Eat the shirayim of the tzaddik. Chavrel, he came to Avram Avinu's tish, and he ate shirayim from the tzaddik. And after that, the Malach said, you know what? Now that I got a lesson from Avram Avinu, now that Avram Avinu taught me what? How a human being can survive in this world, the Malach had a new confidence to be able to go to Sodom and to carry out the job. But he understood that what? That Avram's greater than a Malach. That a tzaddik, that a Jew in this world, the neshama of a Jew in this world is greater than a Malach. So says the Belzer Rebbe, now we understand, why is it that at that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned Moshe into Avraham? Because it was at that moment, at the entrance of Avraham's tent, that Avram proved to that Malach who was on his way to Sodom that what? That human beings, that Jews, are greater than Malachim. And therefore, as Moshe once again is trying to argue that Jews are greater than Malachim and we deserve the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu turned into Avram Avinu, reminding the angels, ah, you're right. We confess. We admit. We surrender. So, Chevra, that's what's happening on the Seder night. Going back to the opening Zohar, as we come to the last couple of minutes of the Shir. Going back to the opening Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited the angels at the time of creation to share their, you know, their opinion. And while they're busy debating, yes, Adam, no, Adam, Hashem creates Adam. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, the angels come back and the angels start fighting and saying, the Jewish people let you down, destroy them, and we come to shul and we daven and we fast and we blow shofar. And Hashem says, see, they're good. And when Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah, the angels again came to find us. Don't give the Torah to human beings. And again, Hashem proved that we're good. And so much of that is rooted in what? The fact that what? Our neshamas are so holy, and the proof is that we survived Mitzrayim, a place that an angel couldn't go. So as the angels come and they hear us tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the angels are forced to what? They listen, they pay attention. V'odan kulu l'kutshabrichu. They're not just modim, they're not just thanking Hashem. Wow, thank you Hashem. No, they're odin, they're moda, they're confessing. They're confessing we were wrong. We were wrong at the time of creation. We were wrong at the time of Rosh Hashanah. We're wrong every year on Rosh Hashanah. We were wrong at the time that Moshe came to get the Torah. We're wrong. Jews are greater than Malachim. And therefore Hashem says every year at your Pesach Seder, I want you to be able to remind yourself that. I want you to feel that in a deep way. However, we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach that Bechol Dor Vador Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. We know that every Jew at the Seder is supposed to what? Not just tell the story, but you're supposed to, again, experience what we're talking about here. Feel the angels at your Seder. Feel yourself leaving Mitzrayim once again. And remind yourself that what? Shenemar v'igadat levincha v'yom u'leimor ba'avor zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. To feel that Hashem took me personally out of Mitzrayim. Lo esavoseinu bilvad ga'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say in the Haggadah, it's based on the Mishnah Psachim, Hashem didn't just take out our ancestors. Ela'af osanu ga'al imahem. Hashem took us out. As the Pasuk says, ve'osanu hotzi misham l'man avi osanu, l'seis lanu esaretz asher nishba l'avoseinu. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, each and every one of us. Chaver, listen to the words of the Holy Rapshitzer. This is such a beautiful, beautiful description. If you're going to hold on to one idea from this year today, hold on to this idea from the Zerah Kodesh, the holy Rapshitzer of Naftali of Rapshitz. The Zerah Kodesh says, you know what we're saying in the Haggadah? We're saying we were mamish there. You have to come to the Seder and sit there and say, you know what? Sometimes I feel like the Tumah of this world is destroying me, and I'm not going to survive. And Hashem says at the Seder, wrong. You were in Mitzrayim, you went into the deepest Tumah and you survived, and the angels are here to back me up and to confess, Jews, you're better than us, you're better than us. Hashem says, I want you to sit at the Seder in Tavshin Pei Aleph in 2021, and Hashem says, I want you to realize that you are greater than a Malach. Not just your ancestors were greater than Malachim. I want you to know, Bechol Dor Vador, you need to see that Hashem would take you out of Mitzrayim. That you say, the world is so tame now, I'm not going to survive. You are going to survive. You're a yid, of course you're going to survive. Your mamish greater than a malach. Says the Zerah Kodesh, Shelo titael omar, don't make the mistake to say, Shirak avoseinu bilvadam hayev mitzrayim, va'osam gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, don't make the mistake to think that Hashem, oh, the Jewish people, our ancestors, the holy Jews in Mitzrayim, they deserve to come out of Mitzrayim. So what's the pasuk? Hashem did this for me. You might think that the parish is that had Hashem not taken them out, we'd still be slaves in Mitzrayim. So in that sense, Hashem did it for me. No. You wouldn't understand the troop shot. The troop shot is no, Hashem would do it for you. We were there. However, we were there and Hashemas were there. Kamosha Haya Kane Ba'emes, that's the troop shot. Shakol Hanishamul Shasidin Lios Atsov Koladoros Hayusham. We were there. We left Mitzrayim once before. It seems impossible sometimes for Geula to happen, but we did it once. We made it. Ki Haya Muchrach Lioskach. And by the way, it needs to be that way. You know why? Ki Geula Senu Mitzrayim, that redemption is the Pesach and the Shar to all types of Geula and all types of goodness in our life. If you were there, then you're allowed to have Geula in the future. If you weren't there, then you can't have Geula in the future. So we were there. And that means every other Geulas we survived in history is because we were there. Because if there would be a person who lived sometime after Yetzias Mitzrayim, who wasn't redeemed from Mitzrayim, So then, lo haya efshar sheyizke l'shum tova v'shleimus v'shum geula. You wouldn't be able to really experience geula. And therefore, says the Haggadah, explains the Rav Shitzer, v'zeo shehevi acharkach shelo es avoseinu bilvad. It's not just our avos. It even brings a proof from the pasuk. V'osanu hosi misham l'man avi osanu l'seis lano es haaretz. She'omale lo hayinu ba'atzmenu sham. Had we ourselves not been there, lo haya efshar lahavi osanu el haaretz. We could not come back to Eretz Yisrael. And we're coming back. And we're still coming back. And there's more coming back to do. But all of the geula that we're continuing to experience throughout Jewish history is rooted in that experience. And therefore we have to remind ourselves that we sit at the Seder. We were there. And the angels are not coming to say, wow, the Jewish people are great. No, the angels are coming at the Seder to say, to each and every one of us, to say Jonathan's great, and Jared is great, and Dov is great, and Ashi is great, and Yehuda is great, and Max is great, and Dani is great, and Avi is great, and Leo is great, and Moshe Tzvi is great. To go around the table and to say each person here is great. That everyone at the Seder is great. That Michael's great, and Yaakov's great, and everyone's great. Everyone's mamish great. Did I miss anyone? If I missed a few people here, I apologize. Simcha's great, Ozzy's great, Jack's great, Kusil's great, everyone's great, Jeremy's great. Everyone's great, Jews are great, Yosef Zahar is great. Everyone's great. Everyone's great. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, says the Bnei Yisachar in the second to last source, yes, we have to realize that on the one hand, we were contained within our ancestors, but at the same time, it was mamashas. Hinei lo es avoseinu bilvad gal l'kadosh baruch hu, ela af osanu gal imahem. We were redeemed with them. Ki kulanu hayinu klulin sham bavoseinu. If you have a hard time with the Rav Shitzer saying, well, but I wasn't actually there. Well, you were there. You were contained within your avos. You were contained within the neshamos of that most awesome generation. Shaiwa dor dea sharshe kol neshamos shishim ribo sharashim. Those 600,000 Jews who left Mitzrayim, they are the root souls of all of the Jewish people. So chever, yes, you sit at the Seder and you close your eyes, you picture the angels standing around saying, you're right, you win. You deserve the Torah, you deserve life, you deserve geula, you deserve creation, you deserve all of it. One time a student of the Altar of Slobodka was coming late to davening. So the Altar of Slobodka said to him, "No, Yankel, you got to come to davening on time. You got to get to davening on time. You keep coming late, I don't understand. What's going on with you?" So he says, "Rabbi, what do you want from me? I'm not a malach. I'm not a malach, I can't get to davening all the time. You know, I can't get to davening on time all the time." So the Altar Slobodka looks at him and he says, "What do you mean you're not a malach? Of course you're not a malach. You're higher than a malach. A Jew is higher than a malach. That's your excuse? I didn't make it to davening at the time because I'm not an angel." Right, you're better than an angel. You're greater than malach. So chaver, let's end today, let's end our shir with a beautiful, beautiful letter from the holy Pia Zetzner Rebbe. The Pia Zetzner Rebbe, Hashem should avenge his blood, was killed at the hands, of course, of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. The holy Pia Zetzner Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, and in the back of his sefer, Derech HaMelech, there's a letter that he wrote to his chassidim in the year 1939. Okay, Parsha Shmini, 1939, Tafresh Sadi Tes. A beautiful letter that he composed to his chassidim before the Yom Tov of Pesach. I just want to end this year by just davening over this a little bit of this letter. It's just so beautiful how he describes. He says, "My dear chassidim," he calls out to his chassidim, "Yemei HaPesach HaKadoshim Baim. The beautiful days of Pesach are coming. Prepare yourself. B'kedushasam, and we're going to be immersed in that kedusha. Osanu mibayis u'mechutz yakdishu. We're going to internally and externally. We're going to be enveloped by that awesome holiness, and we're going to prepare our homes in such a beautiful way." And then he describes the experience. He paints a picture of a Jew coming home after Maariv on the Seder night, and I want you to think about this. I'm just reading where it's underlined. V'teikav kishemigia tfilas ha'erev b'layla. As soon as now you start to daven Maariv, it's the Seder night. Ismacha ish begodol zuchuso. He starts to feel, wow, it's Yom Tov. Pesach has arrived. He's not even at the Seder yet, right? He's at shul. He's davening Maariv, but he feels the kedusha of Pesach coming over him, and he feels so lucky to be a Jew. V'yachshav ma me'usher ani. How fortunate am I shezachisi el ha'shleimus v'alisi el ha'olam ha'elyon. That I entered into this awesome world called Pesach. Hein emes sheishli daigus gufanios ruchanios. Yes, I have all sorts of worries, physical anxieties, spiritual anxieties. Aval ata sakol ishlachti mimeni. But right now I have the opportunity, what? To throw it all down. To put it all aside. Games kol haolam Afes asmi pashatati mimani. The whole world is thrown aside. I even take myself out of myself. I strip, right? Pashati. I strip away myself from myself. I free myself from myself, from my regular self. Ve'ein li ata rak la'amod b'soch ha-machane ha-gadol sh'amalachim ofanim v'chayos ha-kodesh. And now I have the opportunity to what? I have the opportunity to surround myself, to be in the camp of angels, Srafim, Ofanim, Chayos HaKodesh, Levarech, Lahal, Lishma Gadol, to sing Halal many times throughout the night, to sing the praises of Hashem, to do so many mitzvos at the Seder, Legalos, Laheiras, Or Ein Sofo Yisbarach, Gam Ba'aretz, to show Hashem's light shining in our world, V'gam Bekerav Nishmasi V'gufi, not only in a general sense, but my neshama and my body. And I daven, I sing the Halal, right, in Shul, and then I dance my way home, he says, V'acher Kach, Yishabal, Laseder, Yitzayir lo ata shu b'gan Eden. I'm sitting with angels. I must be I'm in Gan Eden. V'asuda me'ein suda of lasid lavo. And the Seder is like a taste of the meal of Mashiach. And I'm eating the matzah. And I'm enjoying the maror. And I'm reciting the Haggadah. And I'm drinking the wine. And I'm reciting more Halal. And I'm praising Hashem. And look what the Piyazetz Rebbe writes to his Chassidim. Malachim ma'ala omdim tzvufim. Lakshiv l'rin asenu. And the angels are standing there on the side, listening carefully in to all the songs we sing, the praises we utter. Va'avinu malkeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there as well. Omed v'sameach u'misa'anig l'kabel eshir asenu v'til asenu k'noda mizohar kadosh. And the angels are watching carefully, and Hashem is standing there smiling, nodding along, listening and receiving our beautiful shiros, our beautiful praises, as we learned today in the Holy Zohar. And that's the type of experience that you're supposed to have at the Seder. And concludes the Piyazetz Rebbe, that experience can carry you the whole year. Gather in on the Rosh Hashanah of Amunah, like we learned earlier this week. Gather in this type of Kedusha for the whole year. That a Jew should walk with a spring in his step to say, I'm a Yid. I'm greater than a Malach. I'm the greatest thing of all. I can survive anything. I survived Mitzrayim then, and I can survive this final Gullus now. So, Chavar, that's the opportunity we have at the Seder. That's the opportunity to bring the angels to our Seder and to remind ourselves to listen to the angels. If you listen carefully, you can hear the angels say, you win. You deserve the Torah. You deserve the Geula. You deserve to be created. You deserve the life that Hashem promised you on Rosh Hashanah. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha to feel this when we come to the Leil HaSkadish Chag in 2021. It's not just a thing of the past. Nu, Chavar, what do you say?